As you probably heard, President Biden has authorized Ukraine to use U.S.-supplied long-range missiles to strike deeper inside Russia. Let's get the reaction from inside Ukraine now. And Joe Lindsley. Joe, I imagine this was welcomed news there over the weekend.
Yes, indeed, Bob. Hello from Kyiv. Especially welcome, given that it was it's been a difficult weekend. It was a difficult weekend throughout Ukraine and a difficult morning. Just about 3 hours ago, the Russians bombed Odessa at midday. They sent ballistic missiles armed with the cluster munitions, which sort of scatter everywhere. And there are bodies strewn about the streets of central Odessa. And that does not happen there very often in that manner. And so pretty gruesome scenes, awfully gruesome scenes coming out of Odessa. That city has not had electricity for about 24 hours, due also to the massive Russian infrastructure attacks throughout Ukraine on the early hours of Sunday morning. Somehow I didn't hear them, but it was largely not in the cities. These attacks were really on electrical transmission stations and power plants throughout the country. And it was more than 210 missiles and drones that Russia sent throughout Ukraine. So a massive targeted attack on infrastructure. And then continuing today with this attack on civilians in the center of the city. And so this news that at last the Biden administration is giving Ukraine some permission to head back is welcome. It's important to note, I mean, the headlines sort of give the impression that that this is permission for Ukraine to hit deep inside Russia. Currently, there's no indications of that whatsoever. It seems that this is, once again, a very limited permission. It seems more a focus, and the details are kind of fuzzy in many ways, and a lot of that is for intentional strategic ambiguity. But that the focus is really on allowing Ukrainians to hit Russians and North Korean soldiers in the Kursk region of Russia. And back in August, Ukrainians made that incursion, a pretty brilliant move. The first time a foreign military has been on Russian soil since World War II, and Putin threatened that within weeks that he would smash the Ukrainians. And they're still there. It's gotten very difficult the past few weeks. Ukrainians have lost territory there in the Kursk region of Russia, but they still hold land there in Russia. And that's where these North Korean soldiers, it seems maybe a force of about 10,000, have been assembling these past weeks. Back in August, Ukrainians were saying, hey, let us strike. Let us use these precision American weapons to strike the Russians there in Kursk. Meanwhile, that permission was not forthcoming, and Russia had time to get North Korea, over these past months to send soldiers there. So, there is a sense for some, it's a little too late, maybe, but I think also a sense, okay, at last, let's see what can be done in this regard. And notably, the Biden White House giving this permission also has enabled France and the United Kingdom. They were waiting on U.S. permission as well to let Ukraine use French and British weapons within Russia. And so now the White House has given a green light. And so France and the U.K. are now going to permit, it seems, Ukraine to use the highly precise Storm Shadow missiles to hit targets within Russia. And we still don't know, exactly how deep, that will be. But this is a big change. And so, we see, a lot of questions like, strategically, what does this mean? Some were saying, if there's a fear that Trump would abandon Ukraine, they've been begging the Biden White House to double down or quadruple down on support these past months. So there's that sense. And then there's also a sense among some that, if Trump were, because it is often the Republicans in Congress that have been urging Biden to unleash Ukraine. And so that if Trump were to give that permission, maybe Biden wants to start it. So we're not going to know the motives behind it, and we don't even know the details. But certainly, it's a positive thing, and I think Russia has. You can tell Russian social media is going nuts. Threatening World War III and nuclear war. But we have to remember that the White House has given similar permission before. Back in May, the White House allowed Ukraine to use HIMARS, very precise American weapons. In order to protect Kharkiv city, Ukrainians could use HIMARS on Russian soil in a limited way. And Putin, that was one of his red lines. He said, if you use any American weapons on Russian soil, I'm going nuclear. That was in May. Kharkiv city became safer. and protected as a result of that decision. And so I think if anyone's afraid of hearing Russian threats now, look what happened in the spring and the summer, and you can see that you know, every time that Ukraine is given this additional permission, it does seem so far to work.
Do you think Putin really now is waiting to see what Donald Trump does and is kind of in a holding pattern to some degree?
You know, it's hard to know, Bob, but there was a sense of that. But then what we had over the weekend, what was one of the largest attacks on Ukraine ever in this past 2.5 years. It wasn't felt, it wasn't reported like that because the cities themselves were not hit as they so often are during those missile attacks. So this was usually out in the countryside. They were hitting military targets, but especially the electricity grid. And so that doesn't get reported in the same way because the reporters are in the cities. Mm-hmm. And so this was a huge, I don't always like that word escalation, but it was a major, it doesn't seem like he's in a holding pattern. It seems that if anything, Putin might be trying to weaken Ukraine so that when Trump comes to office, Ukraine would be in a weaker negotiating position.
Sounds like a terrible day there with the bombing of Odessa in the middle of the day, in the middle of the city. So let me share this text, actually an email with you. Please tell Joseph Lindsley that I pray for him in Ukraine every night and love hearing him speak every morning about the war, especially because it means he is okay. Thank you, Joe.
Well, thanks for that. And, and today is the 999th day of Russia's full-scale invasion. Hmm. And every weekday we've been speaking here with you, Bob. But 999 days of this. In some sense, that's a very heavy number to consider, but it's also a sign of survival because mm-hmm. so many people thought Ukraine would fall after 3 days. Mm-hmm. And so here we are. And if you go to my Twitter, and probably to other places, at JP Lindsley, our team here in Ukraine, actually from Odessa, made this nice animation about these daily broadcasts. Just a little tribute to the broadcast and some of the listener feedback in this little animation. So you can check it out at JP Lindsley on Instagram and Twitter on this 999th day of this long, big war.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I saw that. It is really, really cool. And we'll put the link up when we post our conversation later, as we always do, as a podcast at WGNRadio.com on the Surratt Show page. We'll talk to you on day number 1,000, Joe.
Till day 1,000. Can't believe it. Until tomorrow. Thank you, Bob.